At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker. The 2014 National Emerging Agriculture Technology Proficiency winner is Tyler Parcell of the Fayetteville FFA chapter in Ohio. Tyler, tell us a little bit about yourself and your FFA journey.
It's definitely been a really long journey. In fact, I started out freshman year, I thought the class sounded interesting, took it just like most of the other people. And in fact, I actually wasn't too interested and was going to drop the class the following year. But a lot of people convinced me to try a bunch of new things rather than just sit and take the class. And that kind of started a domino effect that ended up leading to where I'm at. I started basically trying everything my advisor threw at me, everything from soil judging, parliamentary procedure, public speaking, and now proficiencies. And in fact, this particular proficiency was something I did on my own time, and my advisor told me that I should try actually putting in an application, and, well, here I am at the finals.
So tell us about that proficiency and how you got started with it and how it's grown to where you were today on the national stage.
Definitely. So it started out, I started learning like programming on my own time. I was always interested in software and more specifically how the computers kind of worked at their heart. I'm actually a computer engineering major at University of Cincinnati. So at the time, I really didn't know anything about it. So I started on my own time, just maybe looking up videos on how to program, how to get started. And I ultimately started talking to a local 4-H group as well as my FFA advisor for trying to make programs for students to help them study by developing tests for them or like questioning them. And ultimately, some of the ones that I developed would actually question students and then would give them like commonly missed questions. So if they kept missing a bunch of questions, they'd only be quizzed on those versus the ones that they had already like mastered per se. So we also did ones where like for parliamentary procedure competition, we developed like these mock agendas. So I made a program that would automatically do that for us, or as well as another one I did that developed a fruit sale. Kept track of fruit sale totals. So, you know, after we sold like so many fruits, basically students' individual records would be kept as well as the chapters of totals. We could figure out how much to order. And I just did that mostly so that I could get a better feel for programming and just apply it to something as opposed to just making random projects. Didn't really plan on making it any type of an SAE or a proficiency of any sort, but then my advisor told me that it might be a good idea to give it a try once I had graduated and really started to develop the programs into their like full-fledged final versions. And that's ultimately what led me where I'm at.
That is an incredible story, and definitely I'm sure you can attest to being very thankful that you stayed in that first agriculture class.
Definitely. I mean, it literally created a whole different track that, you know, really changed my life in a way that I wouldn't have, you know, otherwise had I decided to change classes or anything. So it's a huge decision now that I look back on it.
What is something unique about your story and your SAE that you feel like brought you to the top here at National Convention?
I feel like one of the big things that made it really unique, which is one of the big reasons I think I ended up here, was the fact that the level that it was at. The programming is something that a lot of people don't really get really involved with at such an early on, and more specifically get so involved. Like, typically high school classes with programming don't get quite this in-depth. So I think the fact that it was a very different, a very unique take on the emerging ag technology trend of things, as opposed to just maybe doing research in different areas, which is still extremely important, don't get me wrong, I think it was that tract of things that made it kind of stand out among the other ones.
So how are you feeling right now after such an amazing accomplishment, after all your hard work?
I'm definitely feeling extremely happy. I don't really know how to describe it. My advisors had quite a few people make it to the finals, but this is the first time that our chapter's actually had a winner. And we're still a fairly young chapter. We began in 1999. So I'm just kind of extremely happy for myself as well as for our chapter to finally made it so far.
Is there anyone that you would like to thank for their help and their support throughout your FFA experience?
Definitely going to give a huge thanks to our advisor who really, I mean, he's put in crazy amounts of hours both in the class and outside to help us basically to grow. I mean, in every competition we've ever done, he's been there extra time, always trying to help us out in any way possible, especially if we need something individualized. I also want to give huge thanks to my family, like parents, grandparents, siblings, and my friends who have sat through me practicing different public speaking speeches or practicing interviews and testing out the programs and finding things. So huge thanks to all my family and friends as well, because they've all pretty much helped nudge me to ultimately where I'm at every single step of the way, even when it's gotten really rough and I've even got discouraged myself. So we all kind of build each other up. Thanks to all of them.
What is a piece of advice that you would give to a young FFA member looking up to you and being inspired and wanting to be in your shoes one day up on that stage?
I think the best advice that was given to me, and one of the things that helped me to push to actually keep going with the FFA program, and this could be with anything, not just FFA, is to just try things, you know, to risk boldly, to try those new things, because if you don't try things, you'll never actually get anywhere. And, you know, what do you have to lose? Maybe you try a competition, you don't like it, still you'll have the experience under your belt. A lot of these competitions are really putting people way above where they need to be in the world. Like, you come to any of these competitions, even if you don't make it out of the sub-district or district level, if you go in and have interview experience, that's already putting you way ahead of the game of those who didn't. So really just throw yourself out there and try a bunch of new things. You know, you're probably not going to like everything you try, but you might find something that really, really catches your eye or something, and it'll all develop you as a person in the end.
After having so much success already, what are your future plans and what's in store for you next?
Definitely keep continuing that motto of trying new things, to risk boldly and to, you know, really just kind of follow the road. I'm currently, like I said, at the University of Cincinnati majoring in computer engineering, so I'm really wanting to follow on and out and hopefully get into the field of research and development as time goes on. But again, you know, just trying to get involved, and we'll see ultimately what life has in store for me.
Well, congratulations, Tyler.
Thank you.
The Emerging Agriculture Technology Proficiency is sponsored by Ag Leader Technology and BASF. At the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker.